This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Revolution and my New Year's resolutions, revolution. I'm all about the change. I tell you what, I love RBN programming. You can learn, you can communicate back and forth. What a great show. Chris Switzer, I mean, all these people, Theron, I mean, I learn so much, and you hear the different opinions and you hear the frustrations of people as they wrestle with how do we get a stable, productive nation, how do we get that back again? And who's to blame isn't so much the issue, it's what are we going to do about it? Because if we don't start doing something, and I'm talking about the real things, like not giving them money, don't feed that beast, like not giving them access to your children, what you do with your children's 8 hours a day, that's what they're learning. That's who they'll become. They're not yours if you don't raise them. What you're doing with that TV and that media, that constant propaganda, telling you what to pay attention to, telling you what to care about, telling you what to be afraid of. What would happen if you turned off the television? What would happen if every moment of every day was not occupied with that stream of sewage running through your mind? God said, guard the eye gate and the ear gate. There's a reason for that, because the things you pay attention to, the things that fill your mind, you know, that's why the Bible says, set your sight on things above. You're not supposed to be thinking about what they want you to think about. You're supposed to be thinking about what's best for you, what's in your best interest. This is your trip through the universe. You are God's gift to you. You're supposed to enjoy yourself. You're not supposed to be sweating it out with a job. You know, when I was growing up, we had jobs just over broke. Now you got a job just under broke. It doesn't matter what you do. You're not. You can't make it with these jobs that are paying the same as 30 years ago. I mean, it's amazing that I still don't understand how people are making it. But in any case, the point is, we have all the power, and we need to stop looking at who's to blame. You know, is it the Jews? And the thing is, you gotta respect the truth and the numbers on this. Less than 2% of the population, and they're running everything. Okay. There's a problem there, but here's the bigger problem. The way that this government runs, ruling the people, telling you what to do, the Supreme Court's going to meet, and they're going to decide whether Joe Biden can make corporations tell you to take shots in your body. I mean, I'm a black woman in America. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. I'm not here for them. They don't own me. They had nothing to do with me coming into this world. I have no allegiance to them, and I have no responsibility. You know, it's not rebellion to not to obey illegitimate authority. The Muslims can't tell me what to do. The Masons can't tell me what to do. You know, the French can't tell me what to do. Why not? Because I'm not their property, and neither are you the property of this government. If you understood what this government is, it's a body of negative law. That's the Constitution, a body of negative law, to contain and control the maids and the butlers, to limit their activity to Article 1, Section 8 and 9. And the main two things are defend the border from invasion and defend from insurrection. And what is Antifa? What was all that Black Lives Matter? $2 billion of damage, whole lot of dead people. And meantime, the patriots that went for a proper redress of grievance, which is a First Amendment right, they went peacefully. There were no guns there. If a million people wanted to raise some hell, honey, believe me, we could do it. And, you know, that's just not what happened. And the media, which is controlled by Jews, but it's not just Jews, it's evil people, period. Now, here's where it comes to your responsibility. Why is that television on? Why is that sewer running in your house? Why are your unsupervised children babysat by that idiot box? It was called a boob tube when I was growing up. It's like cigarettes were called cancer sticks in the 30s. I mean, we can all pretend we don't know and understand right from wrong, but that's not going to change anything. They're going to keep putting the bait in front of you, and you're going to keep going to that vomit and eating it. You're going to go back to that porn. You're going to go back to that football, that stupid sport. And I'm going to call it what it is. They're a distraction. They're to keep you from having the energy and the vigor and the excitement about real life that you could have. Real football. Real butt-kicking, bare knuckles. There's nothing coming between me and my children, especially in this government. You're not going to tell me how to educate them. You're not going to tell me what goes in their bodies. You're not going to tell me what they can watch or whether they can travel by private conveyance in a car that I buy. Okay? It's not your job to tell me how to run my life as a government servant. You're supposed to obey and uphold and defend the Constitution and the freedom for all the citizenry. And that's what's going on. We participate in a government that is not ours. It's not how it was designed initially. If you look at the Constitution, Article 1, Paragraph 4, I think it's Section 2. I'm not looking at it right now, but it's right up in there. And it says, the Congress shall meet once in every year, and such meeting shall be the first Monday in December, unless another date shall be, voted on or changed. If they can change it. And they did change it. In the 20th Amendment, Section 2, the Congress shall meet beginning the third day of January. Now, in principle, look at what's going on. At the beginning, when this country was created, and it wasn't a country, it was the federal government created by the states. The one that creates is the one that has the right to control. The states created the federal government, carved space out of some states so that it wasn't biased toward any state. But the states are still the superior in the deal, that they make agreements to accept money from the federal government. Oh, we'll take your road money and we'll do what you say. They're agreeing to that, but they don't have to. And the senators that should be defending the state, like Joe Manchin, the senators that, I'm not sure. Is he governor or senator? I can't even remember. But my point is the senators are supposed to defend the state. When they made them popularly elected, another amendment, and they made them popularly elected, their loyalty switched from the state, which, by the way, the representatives in the state could yank that senator home. If he decided to do something stupid, he could be yanked home and punished. And another senator sent to do what? Defend the rights of the state that is the superior to the federal government. They're not the inferior. Just like you are not the inferior of this government. They don't have the right to mandate that you put anything in your body or obstruct your breathing or inject your babies with poison at birth. These are things that you're doing because you don't understand who and what you are, nor do you understand or respect the responsibility that you have as an American to uphold and defend this Constitution, the documents that protect right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all men, no matter what color, no matter what faith. It's for Jews, it's for blacks, it's for whites, it's for everybody. And it's what's being protected by the government. That's the job of government, to protect those rights. Now, they came in and flipped it. They said, no, we won't meet starting the first Monday in December and go home and work. No, we're going to meet starting the third day of January and tell you that we need to be paid because, well, it's a job and we're working full time for you. Well, you know, it's a sucker's game. And the bottom line is, now they're mopping the floor up. They don't need you anymore. They got 600 million brown skins from foreign countries that they're going to bring in here with no skill sets, who will be completely loyal to them, who will vote the way they want, who will take the shots they want, who will do what they want once they get them in. Right now, they don't have to take the shots. You have to take the shots. But the foreigners, no, bring them in, because the United Nations doesn't want to be liable for all the damage that they're causing. And once again, here we are obeying people, kill yourself. And I used to make a joke about that. Boy, they're going to make air illegal to breathe. And then what are people going to do? They're going to tell you to kill yourself. And it'll just be an order like, you know, park your car there, or go cut your wrist there. And I used to joke about that. But that's what they're doing. They're telling you, go kill your child. Give him a shot of poison that will cause a heart attack. Like this young O'Drain, the young O'Drain boy, 13 years old. He just died January 4th of a heart attack. He was 13. It was 7 months after his jab. And he's dead now. And, you know, we're just kind of going along with it. Because, see, if you're paying taxes that you don't owe to this machine, to this behemoth that's killing your fellow men, you're part of the problem. You're contributing to the problem. If you've been hiding from having to come out of her, my people, to stop paying and participating in with this beast, well, you know, how Christian are you? How Republican, how conservative, how nationalist, how patriotic? I don't care what word you use. There's right and there's wrong. The bottom line is, this country was established for the free kings to do as they damn well pleased, as long as they didn't violate anybody else's rights. We had limitations on corporations. They had a 20-year charter. If they weren't doing good for the community, their charter was dissolved. There were no eternal companies. There were no trillion-dollar companies who tell us what to do. A trillion-dollar tech companies that won't let the most popular president in the history of America come on and say his mind. He can't email. He can't talk to his people. Are you kidding me? And we sat here and put up with that and still go to vote. That's the big joke. Oh, we need to vote Trump in again. Why? What good did it do you last time? This is why I'm saying, if you don't understand the game that is afoot, you will die. They're to the part where they're killing you. They used to kill you slow. Mycoplasma would give you all of the degenerative diseases that people are now, you know, suffering from. Diabetes, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, AIDS, cancer, MS, all of it, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, all of it. What is it? It's the mycoplasma. It's Brucella bacteria, which is cow arthritis, crossed with Vizsla virus from a sheep, which is sheep AIDS. They bonded that molecule together. That little weapon is called mycoplasma, and it was developed by Merck Sharp and Dohme. The paper that I tell you to go look at, Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases, by Professor Donald Scott, 2001. Look at the original article, top of the third page, 1977. I'm doing this from memory, so if I get something wrong, don't fuss at me. But 1977, in a Senate hearing, George Merck of the company Merck Sharp and Dohme testified that they had the testimony was from 1949, but they were putting it into the Senate hearing in 1977. But they built this AIDS weapon. They built it and they put it into crystalline form. Merck Sharp and Dohme, who now creates cures for the diseases it one time created, has said that they have got this mycoplasma in a crystalline form. And so this is the root of all your chronic degenerative disease that's been going on the last 20, 30, 40 years. But now they want to kick it up a notch. Now they need you to leave the planet. They need the old knowledge that's stored up, and all of these elderly people, they know how to do the real work of life. They know how the machines work, the old plants that have been in, the old how to do things that work. We're getting all the newfangled. Here's a computer, a calculator, or whatever. It breaks in a year. You just go buy another one. You can't add. The kids can't, you know, do times tables. I mean, nobody can think anymore. So when you lose that knowledge base, it's going to be really tough to get it back, especially if we continue to let tech censor what you can see on the computer. Because right now, you can still get a pretty good education. And if you know where to look and how to use that archive, that Wayback Archive, then you can see a lot of stuff. And plus, get books. Let's get back into the books. Hard copies can't be messed with. You can have that and preserve the information and pass it on down. Because right now, we're losing our intellectual sink, our intellectual storehouse. Now, they don't want to pay them their retirement, and that this is how it's being done. They're sterilizing your children with this. That's a big part of it. If it attacks your ovaries, your testicles, that's there. Now you're infertile. No more babies. So they're bringing in the replacement population. You don't need to have babies. You just need to work and pay for all these foreigners to come in here and stay at hotels, Hyatts, and, you know, fancy hotels, and not have to take the shots because the United Nations doesn't want to be liable for all the damage. But your country has made deals with Pfizer to give them your national parks, your army, your military bases, to give them all this land and stuff as collateral for the damage so that they can be liability free. No, no, no. I say you can't make those kind of fraudulent and destructive deals. You can never make that right. I don't care what you call it. It's like the Supreme Court ruling that black people are slaves. I don't care what they say. The truth doesn't change because a bunch of people decided to put on their robe and all of a sudden they're more than the human that they were created. No, it doesn't work like that. Only works like that for suckers, for people who are too arrogant, ignorant, and selfish to run their own lives. People who think that you have a right to freedom and you'll always be free. I'm from 4 Indian tribes that don't exist anymore. They're not even here. I'm some of them. I mean, they got some of them are on the reservation, but they let these white people come in here. And when there's enough of them in here, you got the Trail of Tears, baby. That's how it works. That's the nature of man. And it doesn't matter what color you are. The white people did it to the Indians. Hey, baby, the same globalists on top puppeting all of these countries, puppeting the Chinese, puppeting the Russians, until they got Vladimir Putin in there, and they're having a hard time now because he threw out a lot of the globalist bankers and stuff. But my point is, America is being completely run by them. The Chinese are blackmailing Joe Biden. The Chinese are being puppeted, and they're trying to get us and China to fight. Hey, let's you and him fight. Great ideas. They sit on top of all of this. So my point is, we need to stop being manipulated by people who don't have our best interest in mind. It can't be too much trouble to think for yourself. It's going to require that you have a foundation of knowledge to draw on, or else you won't be able to understand what's happening. So I ask you to look at that mycoplasma paper. Once you understand who's involved, it's the CDC, the NIH, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, all of your government, CIA, your government built this weapon. This isn't the first time with COVID. That paper describes your government building this weapon. And it's the same people involved all the way back to AIDS with Fauci. And Judy Mikovits is blowing the whistle, trying to get people to pay attention, and they're threatening her, putting her in jail. That's because there's not enough people who are informed and participating. And when I say participation, I'll finish with my list, and then, hey, I'm taking calls. Tell me what you're going to do this year. We're in a new year. My resolution is a revelation revolution. I want to know what people are doing. We hear about the problems on all different shows all day. You know, and I love to hear about the problems, but more than that, I want to see, how do we get through it? And how do we not bicker amongst ourselves so we lose our opportunity to come to unite in truth and to just follow the rules? We don't need to revolt. We don't need to fight. We just need to uphold and defend the Constitution, point out the laws that are being broken. And here's the thing. Oh, and here we go. We're down at commercial, but call in number 512-248-8252. Call on in. Tell me what you're going to do this year. New Year's resolutions or what you've been doing. And thank you very much. I'll check in on the other side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We should never be afraid to die.
In truth, if we don't do that, we cannot win. It's bottom line, it's a battle against good and evil. It's live, build the pile, or it's evil, which is the exact 180 degree opposite, and that's dig that hole. Hole or pile, folks, that's what it is. Solutions, real quick, stop obeying your legitimate authority. You have a God that created you. He has first rights, and he gave you right to freedom and control of yourself. You are God's gift to you. And that's just how it is. There's nobody that can interfere with that. There's no truth that's greater than that. No matter what your religion, no man made you. You owe your allegiance to no man. And the only thing you owe any man is love. And if you love someone, you will tell them the truth, whether they like it or not, and whether it feels good or not. The other thing is, keep your money in your pocket. Quit paying taxes you don't owe. Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org. Educate yourself. Come out of her, my people. It's all lawful. They have the utmost respect. You just live like a free man. It's a beautiful thing. Keep your children in your home. Control their education. Go get the teacher that didn't want to take the shots. Get with five other families. Pay the teacher and get a globe. You know, learn where the places in the world you are invading. Get a Johns Hopkins Atlas for medical students. Every bone, every muscle, every organ, There's no reason for you not to understand the mechanism of action in your body, and then learn the biochemistry of the body, which they don't teach them there, which is why they use pharmaceutical drugs instead of the things that God gave you in the Bible. I have given you the herb and the seed thereof, and these shall be as meat for you. Genesis 1:29. Or Revelation 22, I think it's 4. The leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. So we have things that work, but we've got direction. The people that are controlling you are telling you to do what hurts you. Boycott big business. It doesn't take a lot to hurt these people. They have huge overhead, and we need to go back to buy from your local farmer. Trade with your local carpenter, plumber. You know, you do piano lessons. He's got a kid. He does your plumbing or whatever. You know, labor bucks is where we need to go. Hitler got that exactly right. Labor bucks. Money is the stored fruit of a man's labor. A man sitting on his butt's got nothing. That man is going to go hungry. And that's how it should be. Because you can't give away what's not created unless you want to go Russia. You know, they pretend to work. They pretend to pay us, and we pretend to work. You know what gets produced? Nothing. You know what you can give away? Nothing. You know when the Russians got out of trouble? When they started dashas. They're a little two-acre farm things. They'd give you a little spot of land, and you could grow whatever you could grow, and you could have it, and you could sell it, and people made money, and that's how they built themselves and got their nation out of starvation. So, you know, you got to just stop listening to people just telling you to do stuff. And then the last thing, turn off that media stream of sludge and sewage going through your house from morning to night. You wouldn't even know COVID existed if you didn't have a television on and a radio on with stupid stuff like Rush Limbaugh and all that crappy AM radio. I can't even listen to it. I haven't listened to it for 20 years. So my world, what's built in my head, is completely different than somebody who's been listening to mainstream media, watching the idiot box, having stress and concern and, you know, it, increasing your cortisol levels and wrecking your immune system and getting depressed and taking your Prozac. You're doing it to yourself. Stop it. And life is a lot more fun. My children don't watch TV except for, like, DVDs, you know, if you're, like, eating or at the end of the day if they want to sit down and watch something. And usually you don't choose to watch TV. They paint. They draw. They do some stuff on computer. They, you know, they read. They write. They sing, they write music, they, you know, they do stuff, and they're engaged in life. That's what we have to go back to as Americans. We don't want to work. Well, the Chinese are getting ready to show you what it's like when you don't work. You don't want to count your vote? Well, I mean, you know, what's the point of doing it? If you're not even going to bother to count it, are you kidding me? Pen and paper, count it up right there. You tell them what the vote is. You don't wait for them to get back to you in a month from their electronic voting machines to tabulate the votes in another country? How stupid do Americans look right now? Handing your children over to a bunch of pedophiles and Satanists to dumb them down? They can't write cursive. They can't read Shakespeare. They can't look at the international math and science test scores. We're like 42nd in math, 44th in science. Something like 24th in English. There's 23 countries that speak and read English better than Americans. Oh, my God. And they're Asian countries. All first three. All Asians. Why? Because they have a work ethic. Because their moms and dads don't put up with tranny story time and all your feelings. I mean, you go to some of these Asian restaurants and you look. Their kids are in there. Their whole family's in there. Grandma and grandpa are working. They're keeping the house. Everybody, it's a family concern. It's like the Greeks and the Italians and all the everybody used to do it that way. That's what we were supposed to do. Family businesses, not Walmart, not people saying put on a mask or you can't eat, you can't shop. Anyway, I said call in, and I've got a caller on the phone, so I'm going to go to the callers, and I promise I'll, you know, be quiet and let people talk. You know, call in and vent, call in and say what you're doing. Call in and say your concerns. I mean, I'm not trying to run people off, but if we don't get busy and stop complaining and start acting, we are going to lose this country. Oh, my God. And I did it again. So, on the other side, we got David.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Undivided.
Yep.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love. Undivided.
Undivided from truth, but I've got Dave from New York on the phone. Come on in, Dave. Sorry to have you hold so long.
Hello, Lauren. Good to speak to you again. I thought it was very funny what you said. Get a globe and learn about the countries that you're invading. That's
right.
So funny. That's
well,
so funny.
Isn't it?
It is so true as well. I mean, it just really hits people right in the eyes. I mean, but anyway, that was a great line. I mean, it was hidden in there, but I heard it. Anyway, what am I doing? What am I doing this year? I think when you're building, you need to have bricks, and there's solid bricks, and there's rubbery bricks, and there's jello-y bricks, and that's the kind of information that we have. Some information that we have is firm. Some information is, it bounces a little bit. And some information, we really don't even know it's going to melt in the sun, Jell-O. So, but I'm promoting getting together good information, good articles, whether they're scientific, whether they're not. It's good information that we can put these together. And I'm going to work with somebody on this. Put these together and have them available so people can go and do their own research on things rather easily, rather than just having, you know, 10 articles posted a day here, and then at TLB, and then at Mike Adams, all these sites, all a 45-minute video a day you got to listen to. This doesn't work for any of us, I don't think.
Nice.
It's not.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think that's fabulous. And that is exactly
This is where we have peer review that I mentioned to John Statmiller and didn't really get it, you know, like a year or so ago. The whole idea is you have different people look at this, not just me, not just you, not just Chris Steiner. You have different people, and Patrick Slattery has come on very strong now on the 21st of December, the 28th, and his last show with Mark Collett this last week saying, listen, this Kaufman no virus thing just doesn't make any sense. Now, this guy has, you know, had college biology. He's a professor. He's a political science professor, basically, right? He's had college biology, and he's studied genetics, whether he had genetics in college, but he's studied it in more depth, probably with the various things he's doing. But he has enough knowledge. He's a smart guy. And now he's applying it to a critical area, a critical question that we had. And I thought he was brilliant. I mean, he outdid me by, I don't know how much, but it took a lot of pressure off me because now I don't have to fight with people and be the only one trying to say, this doesn't make sense. Folks, look at the data and come up with what's the most reasonable thing that you believe is happening. And it doesn't negate
Wait. That's where we're in trouble. It's not about what you believe it's happening. It's about what's happening. When you have the contracts, when you have the money trail, the NIH, your government paid $189 billion.
Well, it doesn't mean that they actually did this whole thing. If you say the virus doesn't exist, then they didn't do it, and then you've let Fauci off the hook, and it's really dangerous.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, I'm sorry, but this is my field, and I've been taking care of people with these issues for 20 years. So I'm telling you for sure it's real. I almost died from it. I know people that have died from it, and I have. Well, I don't have a lot of clients that have died from that, but what I'm saying is, this is a bioweapon that they built. If you look at that mycoplasma paper, it says who was involved. There's special report number 8 and number 9. There are Senate hearings. You've got testimony from Merck Sharp and Dohme. You've got the trials from China, from Japan, where they got the first mad cow. You hear them talking about mad cow. Well, they built that. They did that. They took this. COVID, current COVID right now has 4 genes from what they call AIDS. AIDS is not a pathogen. It's the mycoplasma weapon that is what's causing all of that disease. Now, they've taken 4 genes from that and put it in the spike protein. That's the emails between Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak, January 31st. February 2nd. Those emails are, how do we explain these 4 proteins, these 4 genes in the COVID? Because you can't say a bat pooped on a pile of pig poop and a chicken ate it. You can't. It doesn't work that way. And the other thing is, Pradhan et al. In India did the genomic. They looked at it. They said this is a bioweapon. It's coronavirus with AIDS, MERS, SARS, and Ebola all spliced onto it and sensitized 1 protein spike. You can see the cuts. You can see the fuses.
Yeah.
And the article was published in The Lancet, and they wanted them to retract it, say that it wasn't true. They didn't. They just removed it from The Lancet. But that's a British medical journal. The facts are what they are. These are bioweapons built by Fauci and Daszak and Obama, and they built these to depopulate, to kill the people, and that's what they're doing, and that's what Dr. Malone is saying, who built the technology. That's what, that's what all the top doctors, Dr. Michael Yaden, Vice President of Pfizer, Head of Research, He said, this is a weapon for depopulation. Okay, so there's no debating that it exists, that they built it, that they're poisoning you with a shot that's supposed to fix the thing they built. And this is
Lauren,
what I was saying.
There's a lot of information out there, and what you're saying is your view on it, which is very good. But the whole thing is us saying it is different than having it written down and having all of this information so people can digest it.
I'm just saying it's not a view. It's a body of evidence. Now, does everybody have the same body of evidence, the depth of information that I have?
No, we don't. That's the problem. Yeah.
Well, but that's my point. We should, because it's simple stuff.
So we can put these bricks together, the solid bricks and the rubbery bricks. Right. Yeah. So.
Well, no. No. You only build with solid bricks. You throw away the rubbery bricks. You get rid of them.
Well.
You get down to the root of it. I'm not kidding. We cannot play at this anymore. We have got to get down to the facts. It's your life. It's your children's lives. If you don't care, that's fine. They understand that you don't care. That's why it's okay to kill you. And this is the way.
What I'm saying is that some information is not as clear how relevant it is, et cetera. There's certain things that aren't clear. And yes, if we want to hold off on those, that, you know, fine. But anyway, there's a second thing that that we can do, and you have talked about this, and you made an important point this morning. I just happened to listen to the end of Farron's show, and you said, I just don't want to do all the work, so I'm paying Kelby to do it for me. Okay, now there you go. You can do all the work and try to get it right. But on key points, it does make sense. It could make very good sense to let somebody get you going on it, and then maybe some things you can do on your own. But I don't feel confident and well-studied, nor do I have the time. All I need to do is to make sure that this guy is on track, that he's had success with people, that there's some people who can say this, that they followed him and got the proper results. Okay, those are my kind of concerns.
Well, here's the thing, Dave, and this is what my thing is. I don't give a rat's behind what anybody says. The God in heaven that created me didn't make me slave to any man. I don't owe the fruit of my labor to any man. I don't owe allegiance or obeisance to any man. So I don't really care about some paperwork, some illusion. It's called verisimilitude, the appearance of truth. Oh, well, I say we have a contract because you have a birth certificate and a social security number. So you're the chattel property. And hey, kiss my black behind. I don't care what you say. I don't care what piece of fraudulent paper and nonsense you have. You can't have a contract without all the terms of the contract being disclosed is a legal point. But my point is we're missing the main thing. We are the gift of life on this planet. We are the humanity that is supposed to run and enjoy this beautiful time and to build it and make it bigger and better. And that's not what we're doing. We're being run like a bunch of sheep. We're being maimed and wounded. I vaccinated 3 of my own children. I heard them. I mean, you know, we all do things out of our ignorance. What I'm saying is we don't have time anymore to keep making those mistakes. Because the things they're doing to you now kill you directly. You don't have to wait to die. You don't have to wait to get sick. A couple of years, and you're done. So they don't mind, because you can have all the lawsuits you want. You won't be alive by the time the lawsuit comes around. It's like the Japanese reparations they got for stealing all their land and businesses, you know, pre-World War II. Ran out there in those trucks, stole all their stuff. They gave them a lousy $20,000. If you were still alive 50 years later, you don't let these people make their, and I'm going to put in air quotes, mistakes. Oh, well, we thought the vaccine would be good for you, but, well, you know, no one could have known that it wasn't. No. If you let these people make mistakes on you, then you aren't going to get reparations or repaired. You're going to get the fruit of your behavior. And that's all I'm saying. I want people to step into the power that they have. You don't need to wait for anybody. You don't need to, let's see if this works. It's not a matter of if it works. Your passports are issued from the State Department. This is just a fact. Kelby's been doing this for 12 years. He's got a perfect business bureau, better business bureau rating. This is just the facts. You're notifying people who you are, stand in truth. Stand and live as a king on the throne. They are the maids and the butlers. They are the ones violating the law. Nancy Pelosi and her new $25 million beach house. How'd that broad get $25 million as a maid or a butler? Okay? Because they're thieves, but you allow them to steal from you. You keep giving them your money because you're too afraid to stand up to keep the fruit of your labor that belongs to you. Well, if you don't want to give it to, if you want to give it to them, give it to them. But I'm not going to give it to them. I'm not going to do what they say. I'm not going to wear a mask or shoot my kids up or slave up for them or any of that nasty pedophile crap that they've got out there on feed for your children in schools. My children have never seen that. COVID came. There was no difference in our lives. We just kept right on going the way we've always been going. We're like Amish.
Lauren, can I ask you one opinion? A lot of these folks are saying that all these people are going to die who got the vax. And we know that there may be some saline injections that will neutralize that, you know. But do you think that this has a high kill ratio, like 80%? What is your opinion?
Yes. Over time, and I'll tell you why. Because the studies were actually done. RSV, they did it with that, killed a bunch of kids, got sued over that one. 20 years ago, they've been working with this coronavirus. They've been trying to make a vaccine for the flu. You can't do it because the flu is supposed to be there. When your body is full of garbage and you don't have the sense to take some charcoal or some clay or some herbs, some yellow dock, some dandelion root and detox your body, the flu does it for you. You have the flu. You sneeze. You cough. You have a reaction and you clear your body of the toxins as well as, you know, whatever's in there that needs to get out. Well, when you try to give a vaccine that supposedly protects you from the flu by causing your DNA to start making copies of the spike protein, which is the harmful part of the infectious agent, well, how does this make sense? It doesn't make sense in terms of virology, and this is why I was saying it's not about how I feel about this or that or how you feel. It's about how does virus reproduction work? The virus enters the cell. It hijacks the organelles in the cell to make copies of itself. Now, what they're doing is changing your mRNA is a messenger RNA. It's instructions to the cell, and it says, no, cell, I want you to make this. And it takes like an architect gives you a Sistine Chapel and it trades it out and gives you a shack. Okay? Now your cells are going to make that new spike protein. They're saying, look, your immune system, it'll see it and make antibodies to it and it'll stop it from hurting you. No, it'll see it. It'll attack it. And when that spike protein that's being
produced, it attacks it where it is, which is in your cells.
Wait. Yeah. It starts making antigen complexes with your tissue. So if it embeds in your interior of your blood vessel wall or your heart, now you have pericarditis or myocarditis. If it goes in your brain, you see what I mean? So they're giving you the death disease. How it looks in your life, some people it'll be chronic fatigue. Some people it'll be fibromyalgia. Some people it'll be cancer. It's different depending on your genetics, your weak spots in your body. How polluted are you? How well do you see what I'm saying? If you have a lot of cortisol, your immune system.
I think it's very crazy to put to give the genetic code for it. You're not giving a dose of the antigen. You're giving an uncontrolled amount of antigen. It's so ridiculous. And then they have an antigen.
It's not even
test.
Antigen.
What are they doing testing people for the spike? Oh my God!
Well, that's my point. The whole thing is about embedding you with the nanotech software. That's just what it comes down to. They want to make a robot out of you. They want you to join the Borg. And people are so ignorant of their own body physiology, they cannot resist. You should have understood. It's like vaccinating pregnant women. Nobody ever vaccinated pregnant women. You don't do that. You don't even give them an aspirin, okay? The only thing you give pregnant women is pregnancy vitamins. And, that's how it was for a couple hundred years, and now all of a sudden, because the World Health Organization says shoot up pregnant women with experimental vaccines, they do it, and the birth rate, the abortion and miscarriage rate goes to 83%. Normal is 10. 83%.
Fear erases all facts.
Well, and the Bible says men's hearts will fail them for fear, and that's exactly
what happens. Oh, that's a good point. They're falling over dead. Yep.
Yeah. Well, did you see that 13-year-old boy? It just makes me so sad. Young boy O'Drain. His last name is O'Drain. He's 13.
Yeah.
They gave him the COVID booster, and 7 months later, he died January 4th. You know.
Well, there was a three.
And that's why. Say again?
A 3-year-old died listed on Rent's site. A 3-year-old girl died in some South American country. The next day, you know, right away or something.
Well, sure. There's a lot of those, too. You'll hear about them with the reports that are being forced to come out right now. And the first 90 days, they put out the first 500 pages, and there were 1,260-plus deaths within, you know, a couple of days of the shot. And it's like, okay, so 1,260 deaths, and you didn't have that many deaths from COVID at that time. I mean, these people aren't dying of COVID. When the CDC revised their COVID death numbers, they said 96% of them, oops, weren't COVID. Remember that?
Well, they didn't say that. They did not say that.
Yes, they did. Yes, they admitted it. 6%.
No, they said 96% had comorbidities. That's what they said.
Right, but my point is, at the beginning, they said 100% of the people they said had COVID died of COVID. Then they revised it and said 94%.
Well, Burke said 25% inflation. I mean, yeah. So.
Well, no, but the point is they're lying to you. So the people you're going to for your counsel, the people you've got that idiot box running on your house, COVID, 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 like a friggin' parrot all day, every day, those people are making money from killing you. And you're so arrogant, ignorant, and selfish that you don't do anything to preserve your life. And so it is fair. It is called survival of the wisest. And this
I took all this, all the health stuff I could take when I was exposed, and I had very mild response, whereas the guy went in the hospital and they killed him. But he was, you know, he was pretty serious. Another guy's been in there since Thanksgiving, and they finally come out with, but these guys let it go too long and they didn't take anything. They had no protection of their own.
Again, so where is our government saying, hey, you need to be taking vitamin D because it blocks the ACE?
Exactly. January 2020. What was Trump telling us this? You know, he didn't tell us anything. Yep.
Well,
like
no,
that.
But Fauci came out and said, he had to admit it because somebody asked him. And he said, well, I take vitamin C and vitamin D. Yeah, I bet you do, you piece of crap. And that's what I mean.
Why didn't they distribute it widely? I mean, that was simple. Yeah.
Well, and this is
Lauren, I should let you go.
How much would it cost to have free cod liver oil? That's your cell walls. Every cell wall is made of cholesterol. Cod liver oil has vitamin A and vitamin D. If you had measles, they'd say take vitamin A. Vitamin D shuts the door to COVID. So cod liver oil, some iodine, which used to be in all the bread and milk and flour. Our IQs were 15 points higher when that was the case. And they took it out and replaced it with bromine and fluorine and chlorine. And all those cause brain damage. And so what I'm saying is the people you're counting on to help you, who say to you, we want to help you by getting you to wear a mask. We want to help you by having you take these shots. We're bringing in the National Guard to your local hospital to help you because you're overwhelmed. No, you're bringing in the National Guard that's not vaccinated to replace people that wouldn't take the vaccine, just like you're bringing in the illegal aliens from across the, you know, South America and not making them take the vaccine.
And next they bring back the sick people to work in the hospitals.
This is a kill program, and we have to stop participating. Stop giving them money. Yep. Stop giving them access to your children. Or you know what? Take that whooping. I don't mind. They're not my kids. Your dumb kids doesn't make a difference to me. If you don't want to make sure that your children understand how the world really works, what's really true, there's no evolution. It's still the theory of evolution. Okay? Babies are babies. When you kill them, you kill the baby. Just because the baby's in utero, it's a separate entity with a heartbeat. It's alive, and if you don't interfere with it, it's a baby. So if you're going to go ahead and govern a Northam in Virginia talking about keeping the babies comfortable until they can get their orders in, and we're going to sit up and put up with this as a nation, shit. We deserve what we get. And so I'm just telling people, you have all the power. You need to stop trying to protest your way and march your way and beg for a congressman or a senator or a president to save you. There's no hero going to save you. You're the everyday hero. It's your life. It belongs to you. Your children are yours. They belong to you. You're obliged
to
take care of them.
I should mention one more thing, Lauren. They're having the pharmaceutical companies are asking people to go down, aren't they, to D.C. to protest for vaccine. for rights not to get the vaccine or something like this. They're trying to make another Trump rally, and then they're going to make a disturbance again? I mean,
well, no,
did you hear about this? It's on Health Impact News. Yeah.
Well, my point is, why are you begging somebody? Why don't you just run your life? Isn't that easier?
No. But the whole thing is, people need to be warned about this crazy conference. Don't go to that thing.
Well, no,
don't go into the belly of the beast.
No. Some of them can be good. But again, I mean, I remember hearing some of these doctors talking about coming home. One of them died after the conference. A lot of them were sick. I heard the private kind of, you know, there's conversations that go on. And so when you mask yourself in groups, they can put stuff in your food and the vents and the air ducts.
Right.
They can do all kinds of things. My point is, it takes a nation of upright and constructive people. And all we have to do is stop giving them our money, our time, and our attention and obeisance. That does not require anything from anyone but yourself. The question is, do you have the self-control and motivation to actually live your life? What piece of your life do you control? Do you control your children's education? Nope, you dump them in school. You don't know
what
they
teach you. Well, you need to band together with other people who are helpful and positive, like you're describing.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
You may be in a situation.
No?
I remember Andy calling and saying, look, I'm alone down here. Okay, but you can
that
do
was
right
true.
By yourself and be a model for others. And this is my point. When we model good behavior, just like they're modeling Tranny Story Time and Heather Has Two Mommies and that little amazing 11-year-old dancing boy in a dress shaking his tail in a gay nightclub. I mean, you know.
I didn't see that one. I don't want to.
Oh, my. Desmond is amazing. 7 o'clock in the morning news shows, and here he is putting on his little strip tease. And this is my point. We're an obsessed, disgusting people. We don't want to raise our children. We don't want to count our vote. We don't want to know how our bodies work. We don't want to control our food, eat clean food, eat from the local farmer that you know what's in it instead of bugs
right. And
poop water. But that's why it's okay for them to do this. If we are going to sit here and wait for the Republicans, Mitch McConnell's going to save you, right? Marjorie Taylor Greene, God bless her soul, but she's going to save you? Are you kidding me? Do you see the people they've killed just in the last decade? Remember Wellstone? His whole family went down in that plane. And what'd they do? Made a fundraising event out of it. So it's all those people are sitting in jail, cooling their heels, getting beat up and tortured from January 6th a year ago. Do you see the patriots out there every day saying, get them out, get them out? You don't see any of that. So I'm saying, if that's the way you want to go,
they don't
want to
get
ahead. Thrown
in there. They're probably afraid.
Well, this is my point. It's not about not protesting. The protest is you live your own life. You keep your money in your pocket. You put it where you want it to go. You keep control of your children's education. You don't let them pull your kids' heads and lie. You don't let them run that TV mainstream media of filth through your children's brain so your daughters are whores and your sons are whoremongers. This is in our control. So anyway, we're at the end of the show. We have one more break, I think, and then we'll see you on the other side. Oh, my goodness. Okay, my clock is wrong. So we'll see you next week. And thank you so much for calling. And I hope I'm encouraging people. I don't mean to depress you, but you do have all the power. Let's do something with it. And God bless, and we'll see you next week.
Undivided. Come on. Oh, yeah. Undivided. Oh, yeah. You either go to church or you're going to go to hell. Oh, yeah.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.